Let's go over here to Lee, who's calling us from the land of Kirk or Kirkland, however you'd like to look at it.
Doctor, you
Hi.
had a little rain there in Hawaii too. We were at the same island at the same time.
All right.
Yeah, but now we're back in the land of the deal. I'm calling about my fiance. You mentioned in one of the programs before you went off to the land of District 5000 in Rotary, about a pill that you took for rather than iodide for bladder infections, particularly in view she has E. coli in the bed.
Yeah,
They've tried it with antibiotics, and if the antibiotics have not killed it, I need to know something can help her.
Well, certainly, sir, and you can actually start with it. Now, it's not a pill. It's a powder that you find in every single natural food store in the country. This stuff is so well known now. If somebody could have put a patent on it, they would have made $1 jillion. But it was first used, I'm not kidding you, sir, very first used in clinical practice at Tahoma Clinic in the 1980s. And it cleared up this 7-year-old's recurrent bladder infection so that the pediatricians from Children's Hospital were no longer telling her mom and dad that she was going to need a kidney transplant if this kept up, because she was getting all the bugs were getting antibiotic resistant. Anyway, it's called D-mannose, D-MANNOSE, and what one does, that always comes with a scoop in the powder, and one takes at least a couple of scoopfuls and puts them in a little bit of water. And by the way, it doesn't taste bad. It's actually a natural sugar alcohol, so it tastes pretty good. And you swallow that down every 4 hours, except you don't have to get up at bedtime because we don't usually empty the bladder overnight. But if we do empty the bladder overnight, then just take another dose right then. But other than that, while we're awake, it's every 4 hours. Now, what that D-mannose was shown to do in 1980, and here we go back to 1980 that the medical schools are not paying attention to, that D-mannose detaches, it literally detaches the E. coli from hanging onto the inside of the bladder wall. It's as simple as that. And if they can't hang onto the inside of the bladder wall anymore, out they go the next time we urinate. And guess what? It doesn't even kill the germs. It just makes it impossible for them to hang onto the bladder. And so it doesn't induce bacterial resistance either. And it's just called D-mannose, and it's in all the natural food stores. The word spread very rapidly, and several companies make it, but it's all the same stuff. Couple of scoopfuls every 4 hours, sir, and if it's an E. coli, it's got an excellent and that close to 100% chance of being gone.
Wonderful. Okay. We'll hope that the antibiotics that she had to catheterize, oh, it was terrible. Anyway, then the other thing is she has a bone-on-bone in her knee and has pain. Is there anything at all that will help regrow cartilage?
Well, sir, I don't know if it helps regrow, but I do know, I've worked with a number of people, this research on that topic, namely osteoarthritis, which can become bone on bone, doesn't always, but can, came out in the 1940s. I'm not kidding you. 454 people in a study. I got hold of the book on it in 1973. I've worked with it ever since. And since 1973, I must have seen a couple dozen people who were bone on bone. And for them, it just totally controlled the pain after 3 or 4 months of use. The first 3 or 4 weeks, you wonder if it's ever going to work. And then people tell me it starts working. And by the third or fourth month, what do you know? I'm not hurting anymore. I worked with a gentleman, probably one of the most notable, who came down the hall with a crutch, because his knee pain was so bad, he had a crutch, and sometimes he used a cane and so forth. And he brought his X-rays. They were bone on bone. He got himself onto the niacinamide, which is what was researched back in the 40s, 1,000 milligrams 3 times a day. And what do you know, next time I saw him was 6 months later. He was walking down the hall, no crutch. And he says, "My orthopod can't believe it. It's still bone on bone, but I'm not hurting, so I'm not getting that joint surgery."
Oh, that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah. No.
I don't want her. She's 83, and I don't want her cut up.
Yeah, well, here's a couple of things. If we take more niacinamide than our livers want to handle, we will get a low-grade nausea. Now, that's pretty rare. In the book, in the report, it was less than 1%. In my experience, it's less than 1%, but it can happen. And
Let me
low-grade
back it off a
nausea,
little bit.
yeah, you just got to back it off a little bit. And for ladies, it's best to use 1,000 milligrams 3 times daily. For men, There's a honking big pill, 1,500 milligrams, that we can take twice a day, because us guys don't take pills three times a day as well as ladies do. But many of the women say that's too big for me to swallow, and I can't blame them. It is a big pill. So 1,000 milligrams three times.
Three times a day?
1,000 milligrams comes in a 1,000 milligram cap.
Okay.
Capsule. And you really can't expect anything to work, as I say, till just begins to work in the third or fourth week, and then by 3 or 4 months, wow, it's doing good for most everybody with osteoarthritis, even bone on bone.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much, Doctor. I appreciate it.
Okay, you're welcome, sir.